Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I'm excited today. I tell you, there's nobody more excited than me. I'm having the time of my life. On May 1st, 2018, the Supreme Court ruled in my favor. 6-0. Never happened like that, ever. Let me read straight from the opinion so you know where I'm coming from. Reverend Edward Pinckney was charged in Barron County with 5 felony counts of election forgery, NCL 168.937. And 6 misdemeanor counts of making a false statement on a certified of a recall petition under NCL 168.957 for having submitted a petition with falsified dates in connection with an effort to recall the mayor of Benton Harbor, James the Puppet Hightower. After the defendant was bound over to the circuit court for trial, he moved to squash the charges, arguing that the 168.937 was a penalty provision and not a substantially chargeable offense. The court judge, Sterling R. Sharrock, denied the motion. You have to expect them to deny the motion. They have to deny the motion because most people don't have the finance to fight them. Anyway, the defendant was convicted. Reverend Edward Pinckney, myself, was convicted following a jury trial in Barron County Court of 5 counts of election forgery, but acquitted of 6 counts of making a false statement as a certified of a recall petition. The jury was motivated by something other than the truth. Shameful, disgraceful as it might sound, but they wasn't motivated by the truth. What they did, and it's all white jury. Usually if you have an all white jury, you got almost 100% chance of being convicted, even if you didn't commit the crime. More or less in my case, I did not commit the crime. It would be impossible to have evidence to support what they were saying. But they make up stuff, you see. You got this slime ball prosecutor, Mike Sepik. And you also got this judge, Sterling Sharrock, 2 known racists. They've been practicing racism for many years and getting away with it. But this is not the first time I defeated them. This is the second time. The last time the Court of Appeal came back with a verdict or to overturn the conviction. It's been this way for many, many years. When they go up against me, they're not going up against an ordinary guy. I understand what they're trying to do. I understand who they are. They're corrupt from the top to the bottom. And you know what the sad part is this? White people know that what they're doing is wrong, but they accept it. And that's wrong. White people know exactly what is going on, but yet they follow behind these guys' footsteps as they continue to do the same thing, destroying people's lives. Doesn't make any sense. Now, 168.937, if I knew that there was no such charge as forgery on a recall petition, especially on the 168.937, the prosecutor should have known. He'd get paid to know this. He actually get paid to know whether there's a charge of forgery under this or not. And it goes on to say, dig this. The defendant was sentenced to 30 months to 10 years to 120 months in prison. The Court of Appeal, O'Brien, Kelly, and Hood, better known as the 3 Blind Mice, upheld the defendant conviction, holding that NCL 168.937 created a substantial offense of election law forgery. They knew better. They knew better. But most people don't take it to the Supreme Court. See, when you're dealing with people, you have to learn to stand up to them. You see, you have to surround yourself with the right people. You have to do the things that need to be done. Absolutely. Absolutely. You need to let the people know that you're not taking this jive, not off of them. And they're so busy, so quick to push you around because we're too busy fighting with each other. And this is what they want. As long as I'm fighting with you, then they don't worry about it because they know eventually you're not going to come and support. You're not going to be part of a fight. You see, they know this. These evil, wicked people, they mess up the whole world. Shameful, and it's disgraceful. But we say nothing. We sit home and let innocent people go to prison. And we refuse to open our mouth. Wow, amazing grace. I tell you, man, we let these people continue to do stuff, and then we don't have the nerve, the skills to open our mouth when we know what they're doing is wrong. Long as it's not happening to you, you all right with it. They can continue sending innocent people to prison. They can continue sending innocent people to jail. They can continue doing these things until it happens to you. Now you want to fight. This is the language. This is what's going on today. Here go. Now the three blind mice, that's the Court of Appeals, O'Brien, Kelly, and Hood. And last week I had the pleasure of speaking in Miss Hood's husband church. They upheld that the defendant conviction holding that MCL 168.937 was actually a crime. I don't know where they got from. I don't know where they went to law school at. If I knew it, they should have known it. And this is what they do. Then I applied for a leave to appeal to the Supreme Court, which oral argument was held on November the 7th. And by a unanimous vote, the Supreme Court ruled that by its plain language, it is only a penalty provision. It is not a crime. They're saying there's no such charge under 168.937. Absolutely no charge. I knew that. They should have known it. But they don't have to know it because they know that you're not going to fight. The public is not going to stand with you. And especially, we have to get some of these white folks to do the right thing. We have to stop all this stuff saying they lying. And that's what they do. We condone lies. I don't, but they do. They condone lies. When people cheat and steal from other people, they condone it. Like it's okay. It's not okay. A lie is a lie. And let me finish reading this. It said, it does not set forth as a resort defendant Reverend Edward Pinckney was not charged with a crime. That provision of the election law. Therefore, this conviction must be, got to be, and will be vacated and all charges dismissed. So Supreme Court, and look, 9.5 out of 10, you never win with the Supreme Court. This was a slam dunk. And this is the second opportunity that Adam had to defeat them. They're nothing but a bunch of crooks stealing money from people. They tried to extort $2,000 from me for this guy, for this puppet Hightower, and I immediately went over there to get my money. I went over there to get my money. Even though they didn't have it ready, I went anyway because you have to show them that they don't intimidate you. I tell you, I don't even see how some of these people sleep at night. Amazing. Well, I tell you, I'm excited, though. But let me bring in my good friend, Belinda Brown. Yeah, that's my girl. Belinda Brown, you ask me again, I knock you down. What's going on, girl?
Pastor Pinckney! I'm here to tell you I'm excited right now. I'm with you, Pastor Pinckney.
But man, you know what? Any
Anytime
we can get a victory, we should stand up and salute. Then see, they knew all along, but they were thinking called black people. They said they don't know. They always think that black people don't know. We don't know this. We don't have the resources to fight back because they're using our money to send us to prison anyway. They're using my tax dollars over there and doing what they want to do with them. But this is a real slap, a beatdown, I call it. A beatdown because it's the way the wording that the Supreme Court put in here, Belinda, is too amazing. I tell you, they treat them boys like, you know, they told them, but they kind of like knew. When we went there for the oral arguments, oh, it was ugly. I mean, they was all over. That dude, Meat, was so scared. He was shaking it like he was Don Knox.
On them like mashed potatoes up in there, Pastor Pinckney.
I say it again.
They danced on them like mashed potatoes up in there because, like you said, they should have knew. They should have knew.
Yeah.
But they knew. But they didn't think you was going to fight them, Pastor Pinckney. They didn't think you was going to fight back to prove what they done was wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had to come forward. And when I got the news, you should have saw I was just, you know, just goosebumps was all over me. Because now I can go over there and look them dead in their face. And I ran through that old Klansman, Judge Sterling Sharrock, and I stuck my hand out to shake his hand. I told him, look what I told him. I said, no, I don't have no complaints, you know. You did what you had to do, because that's your job. Your job is to send as many black folks to prison as possible. And me and the chief judge, Bruce, Bruce is cool. I got to tell you, he's not all bad. Bruce, me and him was talking, and he gonna just come up and try to get in our conversation. I stuck my hand out to shake his hand. I tried to break it, but I had a nice smile on my face. He couldn't tell. I started squeezing his hand.
But you know he already had the shakes because with any time you can win 0-6, Pastor Pinckney, you spanked them real good. You put a whooping on them that they're gonna live. They gonna live for the rest of their life to tell their mama ain't never put a whooping on them like that before.
And they feel it. They feel that pain because anytime they have me on the front page of the newspaper, Supreme Court, they tossed out Pinckney conviction, but News 57 did a good job. You know, they were saying exactly what happened and I thought that was beautiful.
How they brung the false allegations against you, and they broke it down and explained about, you know, how they concocted the charge against you. Pastor Pinckney, you said it earlier, that they make up their own rules, and they don't intend for anyone to fight them and call them on it. They just want us to roll away and go away. And that's what black people need to know. On this phone, on the radio today, Pastor Pinckney, is that we can no longer allow to let these people do whatever they want to do, okay? Treat us any kind of way they want to treat us. I'm talking about the corrupt criminal justice system, the court system, okay? That we cannot allow this corrupt, disgraceful system to do whatever they want to do to black people.
Because
that's what they do. They put you in prison for nothing, Pastor Pinckney. So for the sake of when you went back over there to get your money, what did they do, Pastor
Pinckney? When I went back over there, it don't open until 8:30. I was there at 8:15. And you got to ring a doorbell, right? You got to ring a bell to get in. I'm knocking on the door. And down, boom, 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 boom. And who's there? Who's knocking on that? It's me. Oh, Reverend Pinckney. Oh, we're processing, so we can't take no more money from you. I said, I know. I said, you ain't just, I come to pick up my money. I didn't come to tell you to stop nothing.
Give me
come
my
to pick
check.
Up. Yeah, I said, give me my money. Oh, all right, we got it. You know, it's a process. You know it's a process. He said, I said, yeah, it wasn't a process when I was paying it, though, was it? But he's not all bad. This guy, he's not all bad.
But Belinda,
so I just
plus interest.
Yeah, I want my money, and you know, don't tell me that I don't want just what I paid because you've been using my money. But then here's what I did too. Now listen to this. I goes into the clerk's office, and I ask for a recall package.
Mm-hmm.
And news spread it like Wi-Fi. Who are you getting ready to recall? Who are you getting ready to recall? Who are you getting ready to recall? I said, I'm thinking about recalling your boss, Sharon Tyler. I'm thinking about her or the prosecutor or maybe even a judge. I haven't made up my mind yet, but I just want to make sure I have all the rules, you know. But here's what I didn't do. I should have asked her was she certified, because the last clerk wasn't certified to even handle the election. But we wasn't supposed to know. Yeah, she wasn't. We wasn't supposed to know that she wasn't certified. Yeah.
Now she.
Yeah.
They need to go to jail for that, Pastor Pinckney. See, this is the thing.
Absolutely.
They want to put us in jail for nothing, and they the real criminals.
Absolutely, and this septic, this judge. That all white jury, they're all criminals. Every last one of them is a criminal. They
know
that
they
was a criminal from the start.
The jury is fixed. The jury is fixed, Pastor
mm-hmm.
Pinckney. And that's what the people need to know. That's what the listeners need to know. The jury is fixed. The whole court system is fixed. That's the reason
that's
why they can charge you with something that's not even against the law. You know,
and
what they charge you with is not even a crime. They just made up something.
Just made it up. Just made
it
up and knew that they...
They put you in prison. All I can hear is ching, 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 ching. It's payday. Like Jay Brown said, it's time for the big payback. That's what I'm talking about, Pastor Pinckney.
Look, they trying to wiggle out of it. I got some ideas that are going to knock their socks off.
Yeah.
But what we got to do, we got to remember... The only thing they understand when we hit them in the pocket, but I'm also hitting myself in the pocket. You see what I'm saying? I'm suing them and suing them for my money that I have paid, that I got to pay, you know. And it's so, Belinda, it's so amazing. I tell you.
You know, God got some great things on the horizon. You know, I'm excited about the work that you're doing down there in Benton Harbor with the training, the church and the training schools and stuff for the people. See, God already knows. See, He just set you up, Pastor Pinckney, for a mighty, mighty blessing, and they ain't going to make them pay for it. That's all. That's all, Pastor Pinckney.
That's right.
They got
that's
to pay
it
for
is.
It.
Yeah,
they got to pay
for yo, it. And,
so,
and
so that's why
is
when you say amazing grace.
Yeah.
Woo, grace is good, and mercy is too. But we ain't got no mercy for them, okay?
No. They got to
realize this. What this the problem right here? They got to realize when they come up against people like you and me. You know, like you said, we join forces. But when they come up against us, they better know that they in a fight for their life.
That's right.
They better know that I don't like losing, Pastor Pinckney, and I know I ain't never seen you lose at nothing. You didn't fall that.
Me, it's just the beginning, because we got some things that we got to do, and we got to go all over the country with this, because we got to stop these. These are bad people. Bad people do bad things. You know, and a lot of times people don't, you know, and then people are so intimidated that they don't want to do nothing. But I tell you one thing. I told you about the lady, this white lady from St. Joe wrote me this letter. And she told me, she said 33% of the people, of the white people that live in Barron County are good people. She said it. She said 33%. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a lot lower. But she said 33%. She said but 67% are bad people, real bad.
Mm.
And what they do, they overpower the 33, and that's how they always have the majority over everybody. He said, because
that's how they make the good people look bad, because that's right. That's what they do, you know. And then that, then, but we can't be afraid of them, though, Pastor Pinckney. And that's why your message is going to be so powerful and so strong across the country, because people need to know that they got to rise up and fight back. They cannot let these people get away with the stuff that they doing and nobody fight them back on it.
Absolutely, and we got to show them. We got to make them put up or shut up, you know. And we got to. We got to stop fighting with each other, Belinda Brown. We can't fight with each other.
Right.
We see this time we dilute our power, you know, and we cannot dilute the power that we have because, it's, you know, they got the money. Money buys folks. There's a thousand Hightowers and Seawoods running around here, these black folks who want materialistic things and able to get away with what they're doing. And, you know, and I don't see how these people can sleep at night. I really don't. I don't see.
Right. Pastor Pinckney, I'm going to tell you, they're taking all kinds of medication and stuff like that to put them to sleep, because they can't have a clear conscience and do the stuff they do and then sleep at night. They got to take some kind of drug or something that's going to, you know, put them to sleep and wake them up, too. But the sad thing is that what you said is that we cannot continue to allow little petty difficulty, you know, little petty situations between us, you know, to bring disunity amongst us, fighting amongst ourselves. See, they bank on that. They bank on us, you know, exhausting all of our energy and all of our time and, you know, resources and everything, fighting against each other when they are the real problem. You know, but long as they got us fighting against each other, they getting away with their dirty, low-down stuff, you know, and oppressing us, okay, because they know if they got us distracted with fighting each other, they win, okay?
That's
they
right.
know that.
Amen. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
What we got to be intelligent enough right now to wake up and realize that the fight is not amongst us as, you know, fighting amongst ourselves. Okay,
that's
the
right.
Fight
that's
with
right.
Them, okay, with them that intend for this to stay that way, so that they can continue to oppress us, and like you said, putting a lot of innocent people in prison for things that they didn't do, just because they want to make up something because they want money. Prison is big
that's
money.
True. Yeah, big money. Matter of fact, the warden, everybody, I know what they do. They them vendors that come in, man, they They that's how they get their kickback on the meat, and they got so many vendors coming in on all the food, and they utilize that to get. That's how they make their money. They make millions and millions of dollars off prisoners doing nothing. And they got now you got they got these
and the filler cases, all of that stuff. You know, folding them, pressing them, washing them. You know, everything that they do, stacking them, packing them.
Yeah,
big money for that.
You're right there. But listen, you got a few minutes now. Tell us about what's going on down there in Slidell, Louisiana.
Pastor Pinckney, I just want to let you know how excited I am, and I want to, you know, it's a lot going on down here, but I'm looking forward to coming down there, spending some time with you with the Occupy. Say it, Pastor Pinckney.
Occupy the PGA. Save our children.
What you
save
say?
Our children. Save our children. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to save our children against these demons. And listen to this. Since they vacated that conviction of mine, Whirlpool stock's been going down.
See that?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm seeing. Like I said, it's time for the big pay. They're going to pay back in so many ways they can't even imagine, Pastor Pinckney. Because, first of all, they came up against a man of God, an anointed man of God that is for the people. See, that's what they missed. They missed that whole equation that you have and always have been for the people. Okay?
Amen.
So now
Amen.
They got to pay.
Got to pay.
They're
going to
lose on every angle.
Yeah, give me that
and
money.
You know,
that's what I'm telling you.
Don't buy no Whirlpool appliances. Don't buy no Whirlpool nothing. All Maytag.
No Maytag. Don't buy nothing that says Whirlpool.
Let they
or you smell
all
like
way down. Let they stocks dry up.
And you know what? We're definitely hitting exactly for that, especially with this thing, because I think it's going to get worse before it get better for them, because they're evil. They're evil and they're wicked.
Right, right.
And the wealth of
the wicked is laid up for the just, and that's what we got to realize right now. We got to position ourselves, and like I'm so excited about, you know, what you're doing with the church down there and the training and getting people, you know, equipped and trained and prepared to get better jobs, to have better lives for themselves, Pastor Pinckney. That's what it's all about because, you know, people been robbed. You know, they've been robbed by these big corporations. You know, they've been, you know, families and stuff been destroyed. And you know, people been hurt by these big corporations lobbying on the behalf of greed and, like you said, all the materialistic stuff that they don't care if they have to put their foot on somebody's neck just so that they get what they want and do what they want to do and get away with it. But it's time. It's time, Pastor Pinckney. It's time for them to pay back. It's time for them to pay back.
Right. And you know what? And here's another thing. You know, we allow these bootlickers once the like corporations like Whirlpool throw them under the bus and stuff like that. We bring them back into our community and accept them as like they've been in the community all along. We do that. It does not make any sense. Why would we?
We got to put a tag on them, Pastor Pinckney, because we never know when they're gonna. We never know when they're gonna slip, and we never know when they're gonna, you know, revert back to, you know, selling out, you know, their own people like Hightower. You know, he need to pay too. You know, that's the only way they're going to learn, Pastor Pinckney. That's the only way they're going to learn. We cannot accept, we cannot agree with that which is wrong. It is wrong for us to get along with people that do wrong things to people.
Absolutely.
I
don't like it either, and we cannot bring them back into our community. We got to keep them, you know. And if matter of fact, if they go to church with you, squish churches on them. Don't even go to church. Don't have nothing to do with them because they're contaminated.
They're contaminated. And listen, they get on that island where Jesus had put all the leprosy and stuff on and get healed. And I hope they come back and say thank you. We can't be contaminated by them, Pastor Pinckney. We got to separate ourselves from them.
That's right. You said it. And we just have to stay focused, Belinda, and we got to do what we got to do and just take this thing to a whole different level. You know, I'm really excited. I've been excited all week. It's been a great week. When I got the news and the bottom line was, like, the lawyers sent out something. And they said that Pinckney was right all along. That's the best thing that they can say. They can't say they did it. They can't say these lawyers did. They have to say Reverend Pinckney done it again. He's totally responsible. He knew it. Yeah, he knew it. And I didn't hold back. I told him exactly. I said, this is not a crime. What they talking about is not a crime. It don't make no sense. I said, why would they go that far? If I was been a white person, now that it never would have went this far. Never.
Yeah.
But I just see, cause remember the Court of Appeals rejected it and said that it was, knowing that it wasn't. And if you gone to law school, you would have known that it was a penalty. I mean, you don't even have to be a Rhodes Scholar to figure that out.
But you got to understand that the Court of Appeals was part of the hookup. You know, they got their own people. See, you got to understand, Pastor Pinckney, you had to take it all the way to the Supreme Court because you stopped there at the state court. You know, all of that stuff. They got their buddies. They got their ace coon buddies. They connection. We call it the good old boy system. They all hooked up, tangled up, and tied up, and they got to cover up for each other. Okay, So that's the reason why you had to take it all the way to the Supreme Court, because they know for a fact that you wasn't going to give up. You weren't going to stop just right there with the appellate court, you know, and the state court.
You said it just right, too, because it's amazing. But look, I really appreciate you, Belinda Brown. I love you. I love your family. I love you tell Tasha, I said, I can't wait to get there. I got to spank your children. I can't wait because it's going down. Yeah,
it's going down.
Look,
I Pastor Pinckney, find out if you got Cappadini from Mississippi on the line, because I think
I'm going to bring in Mr. Victor's son, Emmanuel. I'm going to bring him in first. But if you can call her and let her know that I'm waiting on her. And she better hurry, because we only got 30 more minutes. Talk to you later.
Okay, thank
you. All right.
All right, you too, Pastor Pinckney and Dorothy. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Emmanuel, are you there? Mr. Victor?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hey, you there?
Yes, sir.
I can hear you now. I can hear you. How you doing today?
I'm all right.
All right. How's your dad doing?
Still fighting, you know. Me trying to,
All right.
We looking for support, to build a defense. To expose these criminal acts committed by the state. So we need some support from our people. And we have some music out on every music platform, iTunes, Spotify. It's inspirational gospel music. And it's only 99 cents to download. And we're asking that if you're a black person, if you're black, you need to download this music and support your own people their freedom.
Even if you're white, you can download it. You know, don't just have to be someone black. Even white people, you know, they listen to music too, and sometimes they're willing to help also. So you know, you want anybody to do it. You're not being selective. You just want somebody to. Download it for 99 cents. It don't make a difference whether they're Mexican, Puerto Rican, or whatever. You can download it. And Mr. Victor need help. He need our help. So let's do what we do and reach out to the Victor family. Mr. Victor is in prison, and it's a possibility he might be in prison for the rest of his life if we don't help and get out there and do stuff. So let's move this thing to a whole different level. Let's do what we have to do and take it from there. Is there a message from Mr. Victor?
Sir?
Is there a message from Mr. Victor?
No, he just wanted me to come on the radio with you and speak to you and let you inform you of what's going on and where we at and where we standing. So
is the Court of Appeal, have you filed with the Court of Appeals already?
Yeah, but they're doing, we paper fighting, so it's nothing that's really being shown, and it needs to be exposed. So they're they're just writing anything to us, you know what I'm saying? Any excuse or anything that's not even, legal. We need to expose that. And for that to happen, we need funds. We need to build a defense. So right now, we're just looking for support to for the freedom of my father and my mom. And they are kidnapped. They are kidnapped by the police. These are illegal acts committed by the judges in the state, and they need to be exposed. And that's the only way we could do it is with to build a defense for us.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying, if you had the revenue you can build enough funds to get you a decent lawyer to help get you get your dad and mom out of jail. Is that correct?
Yeah, we can fight fire with fire.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
So the song is called. There are two songs on these music platforms. One song is called "Favor," and one song is called "God's Love." They only cost 99 cents to download, so that's not asking for much.
That's less than a dollar. You can download it for less than a dollar. That's right, less than a dollar. And people spend when you go out and buy a soda, it costs more than a dollar in most places. Especially if you go to a restaurant, it costs $2. But you can download those two songs. Give me those two songs again.
"Favor" and
Favor.
"God's Love" by Errol Victor. Errol Victor is on iTunes. Spotify, all the musical platforms that you can think of is on that. Just how to search for it, search the name, and support. And we have proof in black and white about incense that we can show you. You know what I'm saying? It's just the matter of supporting it now and getting it out there instead of in the dark. We're in the dark right now.
Yes, 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 absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I know exactly what you're saying. But we, you know, Mr. Victor need to come home, and he need the help of the people. We got to make sure that we're doing what we need to do. This man is in prison along with his wife, and we need to stop and try to help these people. I know an attorney down there, Stevenson.
I mean,
this case
is as simple as they can't even justify the arrest to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
how
simple this case is. And any first-year lawyer would understand that.
Yes, absolutely.
And so this is
absolutely.
What they're doing is deliberate.
Mm-hmm. 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 Amen. All right. Well, you know, we got to keep pushing. You know, we got to keep going. We got to keep doing the things that need to be done. We got to make sure, because you can't stop. Whatever you do, you can't stop. You got to keep pushing and make things happen, because that's the only way to make things happen is getting out here doing what needs to be done. And I'm glad to see that you're still on the battlefield trying to help your mom and dad. That's a beautiful thing. And well, let's see what happens. Why don't you come on next week and talk a little bit more? And if you get your dad, if you call me and let me know what time he's going to call you, we could put him on there too if you wish.
All right, that sounds good.
We could do it just like that, because it's crucial that that we get the word out, and I'm back now, so we can get as much of the information as we can out. I see another. Is that another one of your family members also? I see another one at 225-620. Would that happen to be one of your family members also?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Could you give me an email? I want to send you something to send some lawyers you may know.
Let me give you my email. It's Banco, right. Banco.
Banco.
Right. 9342.
All right.
Okay. @sbcglobal.net.
All right, Banco 9342 @sbcglobal.net.
That's it, my brother. All right. Well, listen. Well, we'll come on. I expect you to come on next week. Let's do what we have to do. And I gotta let you go now. And let's see. Give them the name of them songs again.
"Favor" and "God's Love." It's inspirational music by created by my father, Errol Victor, the search name.
Okay.
On iTunes and any music platform, and it should come up.
Amen. All right, my brother, gotta let you go, and I will talk to you soon.
All right.
All right now. All right. Let me bring in 225-620. Are you there? 225-620. Are you there? I guess not. Let's move on to my good friend. Wazzy Woe, is you there? Wazzy. Rosie Wazzy.
I am here. I love what Belinda Brown said. She's right on.
Mm-hmm.
They are so corrupt, the judges. I'm so excited for what you're doing with the church and the occupational classes. What a blessing, Reverend Pinckney. Instead of living in what they've done to you, you have turned it for an incredible testimony to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for you.
Absolutely.
You're a wonderful, incredible person.
And you know one thing, Rosie, you got to remember, too, that, you can only do what God gives you the strength and the power to do. Man ain't going to do nothing but give you a headache, and then he's going to charge you for it. But what we have to learn to do, we have to make sure that we're doing the things that we need to do to make this world better, And it's right now it's in a terrible predicament, We got people who condone evil and wickedness. They condone it. And then they go home and look themselves. When they brush their teeth, they don't even look in the mirror when they brush their feet. They're so embarrassed. But we give these people their props. If they have a title like a judge, if they have a title like a prosecutor, whatever, they have a title like an elected official, whatever they have their title, we give them props. They don't deserve props. We only should only be giving people props when they deserve it. And I have not seen anybody yet that actually had taken a stand and said no more, that we're gonna stop all this mess because they so intimidated by these judges. Even in your case, how that judge wanted to be a doctor, I guess, and how the doctor wanted to be the judge. And what kind of mess is that?
Right. And then the judge has, I think, dementia. He's mentally incompetent. He should have even been sitting on the bench there. He
mm-hmm.
should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I need a lawyer. Do you know a lawyer?
How can you have
a judge? What?
Not in California, I don't, but, it sounds like to me that you got a pretty good case against these people.
Yes, I have an incredible case. I have it in writing in black and white. The judge had dementia. He's making a medical diagnosis, Judge Cohn. He's not a doctor. Dr. John Stahlberg of Santa Monica, he's writing an unsubstantiated medical report that he admits to under oath that he didn't have the substantiated evidence. The Workers' Comp Appeals Court vacates the judge's rulings. They said that Dr. Stahlberg's last two reports were unsubstantiated. And so that we go back for the second appeal in 2012, and it was denied. Is somebody not reading these papers? But I sat in court, and I said to a Judge Cole that this was the most corrupt system I have ever seen. And I repeated my story to him, and he said, who was the doctor? And they told him, and they said the deal, the settlement with me was okay. I said, no, it's not okay because I'm not backed up from Medicare, and Medicare could come in and take all the money, and I could never have health care forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so corrupt and disgusting. White judges, I'm white. They want to screw everybody. You know that legal term, screw everybody over. And the workers, lawyers, tell their clients, do not speak up. Do not speak up. So no one speaks up. Very few of the injured workers speak up, so nothing ever happens. They are killing you, everybody out there. You must speak up if you want to change. You cannot let this happen to you. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, Roz, you're doing the right thing by fighting and fighting and fighting, and don't give up. Tell them that, you take it to trial if necessary. And be
no,
careful.
No, we
don't
keep
let
going
them
to court. You go into
y'all
court. You don't have like a jury or anything. It's a weird, really a weird system. They're in little rooms. You go in with these judges. They bring in the papers. It goes on forever. It's delays, denials, and death. Like Charles Smith, it denied him his medicine. They just delay it until he died. It was just so disgusting.
Wow.
What happened?
Hey, I forgot about Charles Smith.
Now, that's a black man, a wonderful human being. A black man. A wonderful human being that they killed off, purposely killed off.
Yeah.
They killed
yeah.
off Mexican people. They've killed off Chinese people. They're killing me off. But my mouth does not close.
That's right.
If you're
going to
die, you need to speak up.
That's right. You said the magic
it's
word.
Awful.
You need to speak up. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody standing together. What happened to you? In most places, when the paperwork isn't right, they throw it away.
That's right.
But they purposely went after you to destroy your life and get you.
Absolutely. Well, you know, they went after the right man because anybody else probably would have folded. I'm not folding. I'm coming back. I'm jabbed. I'm throwing over
right
hooks and everything. I'm doing all these things. I'm just making sure that you know, we're doing all the things that need to be done, which is the most important thing. We have to continue to fight. We have to continue to keep moving, and we can't stop now for any reason.
Right. Proverbs 31:9, to speak up for the poor and needy. And God has given you this, to speak up for all of us, whites, black, Chinese, Mexican. You are speaking up for all of us, and we need people to their ears to hear already that they need to stand up with you and hear and to march and to stop this already. This is the most disgusting thing. It's hard enough to live life with what we all go through than to go into these court systems. And how do they sleep at night? Like I asked the defense attorney a long time ago. He said he sleeps at night, and he wanted me to know that he goes to church. I said, what kind of church do you go to? Not like my church.
What does that mean, though? That don't mean nothing.
Right. It doesn't mean anything. They got lots of awful people in church, lining up
so
in church. You don't want to be by those. Well, you want to be with positive people that are a blessing to other people. Get up and do something good for somebody else every day, and you know your whole attitude changes. Get up and speak the truth. Do the right thing. Have the guts. Baby steps. And you'll notice that things will change.
Absolutely.
This is awful what's going on. It's awful what they did to you. But we're standing with you. I spoke to those awful people, and I feel blessed to know
you.
Yeah,
you showed me. You called Mike Sepp. You
yes,
gave him
I
a
did,
call.
Yes, I did, and they called me back. They
yeah,
all called
he called you back. Yep.
Yep,
See, that's the privilege of being white. You know, he didn't call nobody black back. He called you back. You're so humble and everything. And he thought that he could talk you out of it. That's the whole thing. See, sometimes when you empower, you're supposed to be intimidated by him, you know?
No, I was never intimidated. I was very nice. I'm always very nice. And I just couldn't get over what was going on. I'd never seen anything like it. Everywhere else, they throw away the papers. If the papers aren't filled out properly, you didn't do it. And this was a miscarriage of justice. And he was disgusting.
But remember this, you know, we got to stay focused on the big picture. You know, the reason why they're able to get away with stuff like this, we allow them. We give them the benefit of the doubt. They don't get the benefit of the doubt anymore. These people have been doing the same. And it's not just here in Barron County. It's all over the country. It's in California.
Right.
It's in Arizona. It's in Idaho. It's in Montana. It's New York. You know, it's all over. These people are bad people. They know they're bad people. And they know there's not a whole lot you can do about it if they say so. They do what they want to do. And Rob, it's amazed me more than anything else to see how they treat the people, taxpayer people. And here's the thing: they using my money to convict me, and they using your money to keep you from getting your money.
Right, and to kill me. They used Charles Smith, who was a teacher, his taxes to kill him off. And look at Los Angeles Unified School District. We cannot talk today without convicting them of multiple crimes, including murder. They purposely killed him off. They're destroying the education of all the students. Where are the parents? Why aren't the parents angry?
And then,
I mean,
they got the parents
going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. How is this to be? And nobody's saying nothing about it. The school system is not only, now listen to this, not only in California, but in Michigan, everywhere. And they're still trying to cut dollars from the school system. You know, they don't care nothing about you, me, or nobody else. So don't even think for a moment that they care. They don't care. All they care is collecting taxes, 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 taxes. That's all I hear about. Nothing but taxes.
Where does the taxes go? In their pockets. They're not even teaching. It's cheap to teach somebody the ABCs. Where is all that money going? LAUSD has all these outside lawyers that they're paying for. They bought the iPads when they weren't supposed to. They traded my life for an iPad, a computer.
Yeah.
Can you believe
absolutely.
It? That's what they traded my life for. They couldn't even call the paramedics that are free. It's 20 years or 25 years later. Why aren't the fire extinguishers under glass? It's not a gun that killed Charles Smith. It was the toxic chemicals from a fire extinguisher. It's the toxic chemicals that have destroyed my life. My teeth have fallen out. I've been at the dentist, thank God. I mean, I am just sick. I have lung damage. I have fibromyalgia. I'm exhausted all the time. It wasn't a gun. Why aren't the fire extinguishers under glass? Why is it at the student's height? And they're spraying them all over. The schools aren't safe. Get off the guns for a minute and get on the fire extinguishers and make the schools safe. They're dirty. They're filthy. They have billions of dollars, LAUSD. Where is the money? And look, they just hired a new superintendent that knows nothing about educating the students. What is he going to do? He must be in their pocket. Not a thing. He's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
And all the years with the homeless, we have more homeless now than ever. They could have done something. They have all this money. And where is the money? In somebody's pocket. Of course.
Right. You said it.
Yeah, and then they said to me, some elected official. She works for an elected official, this woman. She said, well, we have mobile showers. You have mobile showers. Mm. You have all these empty buildings. Put them in empty buildings. Treat all those that have medical and drug problems. Treat the mothers that have been abused that are on the street with their children. You can treat them a different way. People need occupational training because they didn't have enough money. That's why they're on the street. And get them back to work. Oh, can't do that. The money's in somebody's pocket. And I'm going to keep saying it. I say it everywhere.
And
I talk about the schools. The injured workers are all over the country. I have letters where people are saying all kinds of things to their elected officials. It is disgusting. You have people who are working, who get up every day to support their family, and they get hurt, and they just kill them. Who do they think in the end is going to be working? Nobody they know.
Right. And the thing is, remember, they don't want to educate the children no more. They don't need educated children. The ones that go into the private schools and stuff like that, they're going to keep them educated on that level, but they're not going to educate our children anymore. I don't care what you say, and they don't care about the teachers. They don't care about the students. They don't care about the parents. They don't care about nobody. The only thing they care about is collecting taxes for their own benefit, and it's okay. It's unfortunate.
Right. They like the students dumb. They want to be able in this one world order to take over. They want to be able to control the students, your health insurance. They want you in these little communities where all you have to do is get on your bicycle. If you see bicycle lanes, you know that's their Agenda 21. That's their world order. They don't even care who takes us over. To me, at being a hostage in Iran, this is the end of our country. We better stand up and we better do something, and you better think about who you're voting for, because it's not what you think. This is the end of our country.
Right. All right, Rosie. Roz, hey, I tell you, we had a tremendous conversation today.
I need a lawyer. I can't believe I Judge Cohen was mentally incompetent and a doctor.
Right,
he was writing unsubstantiated reports for $700 a page. $16,770 is Dr. Stahlberg. And all of this is okay in our judicial system. Everybody sits there and lets go, then that's their own fault.
There you go. All right, Rosie, Roz, I got to let you go. Hey, I tell
I you, love
you
all.
That's my love you too, Rosie, Roz, and Rosie, Roz is definitely in need. Those of you who are out there who actually want to do something, find her a lawyer, somebody in California. All right, Rod, I will talk to you next week. Same time, same station. Hey, it's going down now. I tell you, we are in a fight for our life. It's not just black people. It's white people, brown people, red people, yellow people, even the polka dot people. We are in a battle. We have a fight where people need to start standing up and fighting this justice system. Because it's not just black people that they misusing and abusing. It's white people, too. But the problem is, they want to attack black folks so bad and do so many things to them. But we can stand together. Let's stand together. Black people, white people, brown people, red people, yellow people, polka dot. It don't make a difference which. We have to learn to stand together. Listen now, what happened? We can win. See, here's the thing. Like I said before, this is not the first butt whooping I put on these people. These people are bad people. The Court of Appeal ruled in my favor because they've been doing things so bad that, you know, that nobody want to recognize it. Nobody want to stand up and say no more. I don't know what it's going to take. It's going to take the people. That's the only way I could think of winning this battle. We can't win without the people. Everybody coming together is more of us than them. You know, we got to stop talking about who we want to work with. I don't want to work with that person because he's black. I don't want to work with that person because he's white. I don't want to work with that person because he's brown. I don't want to work with that person because he's yellow. I don't want to work with that person because they're red. We got to stop that. I don't want to work with this person because he's too tall. I don't want to work with this person because he's too short. We got to change the way we're doing business. We got to say no more. We got to say enough is enough. We got to come together with the number of calls. It's more of us than them. We got to confront these corporations. They're taking over everything. The corporations are taking over everything. They're taking over your home, your children. Everything. They don't want to educate your children. You got to sit down with your children and help them because they are not going to educate. And here's the thing. They want you to be in a fold with them. They want you to be able to think the way they want you to think, not the way you want you to think. But that's why I'm so happy the Supreme Court ruled in my family. It tells that they're up against the right man. I expect that they will try to do something called right now they're embarrassed, you know, because they don't expect people to stand up to them. But I did, and I will, and I'll do it again and again and again. I'll do it until we get these people right and whatever it takes. You know, we might even have to make the super supreme effort to do this. The sacrifice, the super supreme sacrifice. We might have to do something. But the good news is I gave them a good butt whooping. And I am so happy. I want all the listeners to listen and understand how important it is to fight together, especially against the enemy. Know who your enemy is. And boycott. boycott all Whirlpool products. Boycott all Whirlpool products. Boycott all Whirlpool products. And let's fight together. Let's stand together. Let's do things together. And let's take this thing to a whole different level. I'm happy today. I'm happy to say that we're going to continue winning because we're going to continue fight. If you don't fight, you can't win. So remember that. On that note, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. And God bless you. God keep you. I will see you next week. Same time, same thing. Talk to you later.